Good afternoon, everybody. This is Percy Ihara here this beautiful Saturday afternoon. We're here each Saturday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. on AM 830 KHVH. Each week, we're here to provide you with various information, topics, programs, and really just provide reliable information for our seniors today. And that's the reason why it's called Today's Kupuna. It's really about mom and dad, your neighbor, your uncle, your auntie, and we're all getting older. Every 10 seconds, somebody turns 62, so we got to start planning out our lives. But this is a live call-in show, so please, if you have any questions, comments about aging, about our topic today, give us a call, 521-8383, and we are statewide at 1-888-565-8383. So basically what you want to do is have a paper and pencil handy if you want to write down some names or numbers. And at least we're going to give out some a list of events as well. So today we're going to be talking about Hawaii Pacific Gerontological Society. In other words, HPGS, if you don't want to remember that, just think HPGS. And we're here with Harumi Correll and Ms. Patricia Sasaki. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Hi. Aloha.
A little shy, but please, this is just going to be a little talk story between the three of us here. And if you have any call-in questions about HPGS and an upcoming conference, and that's the reason why Pat and Harumi are here. Pat, you're the vice president of the organization. Give us our audience an idea out there of really who HPGS is.
Aloha. HPGS, Hawaii Pacific Gerontological Society, was founded almost 30 years ago by professionals who worked in aging. And their interest at that time, and it still is a big interest, was really to support students who were at the university, other colleges, who were interested in pursuing a degree in aging topics. This ranged from public health, nursing, medicine, social work, various other fields that really have to do with serving older adults. The importance of the society all these years ultimately supports Hawaii's older adults, because if we can have professionals who are trained with quality education, trained in the latest techniques and so forth, they in turn become better service providers for our state. And the Hawaii Pacific Gerontological Society, HPGS, sponsors, now we sponsor a conference every other year. And our focus is really to attract professionals who serve older adults, but we also invite the general public to attend. And Harumi Correll is our conference co-chair, and she's going to tell you what's going to happen at the conference.
Thank you, Pat. And also, thank you, Parsi, for providing me this opportunity to talk about our conference. For the last three decades, the Hawaii Pacific Gerontological Society has presented the definitive conference on aging for Hawaii and Pacific region. Every 2 years, as Pat says, the HPGS conference brings an opportunity for education, networking, and dialogue for professionals and the general public. This year's conference is our 15th biannual conference. And this will be held at Hawaii Convention Center from September 15th and 16th. So this is a two-day conference.
A Monday and Tuesday.
Yes, it's a Monday, Tuesday, September 15th and 16th. Now, the title of this year's conference is Leaving a Legacy, Recreating Our Work and Life.
Great name.
Yeah, very interesting name. So the focus of this year's conference is how older adults can plan for their future in the areas of retirement, workforce of older adults, financial management, leisure activities, adapting healthier lifestyle to promote healthy aging, and volunteer options. So the registration starts at 7:30 in the morning, and the program itself will start at 8:30 a.m. This will be at the Hawaii Convention Center, Maui Room 316. Now, the registration fee is for 2 days for general public and regular members. It's $200 for 2 days. This is the regular registrations. But if you sign up by August 18th, you get a discount.
What's the discount?
It's $175
oh, really?
For 2 days, yes.
And this is open to practitioners or actually the public,
oh,
because
yes.
I think it's very important that people realize it's not only about educators and people that work in the hospitals and in aging, but it's really about the family. You know, if you're caring for a parent or an uncle,
mm-hmm.
they can probably get a lot more information. There'll be a tremendous amount of exhibitors there, which, in fact, I am in charge of.
Mm-hmm.
We expect probably over 50 exhibitors, everybody from a caregiving home care company to, I believe, Medicare. Social Security is going to be there. The state's going to be there. The city's going to be there. So actually, in my personal opinion, for families, it's going to be a great resource.
Yes, and especially for seniors who is older than 60, and a full-time student and family caregivers can get a discount.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes. For early bird registration, it's $110 for 2 days. And they can also come for 1 day only if
oh, really?
They're interested or uh-huh. if they're busy, they cannot come for 2 days.
Right.
So 1 day rate is $75.
And that includes, are we gonna have a lunch?
Yes,
yes.
Lunch and then breakfast.
And so, and for those of you out there for this conference, it's Monday, Tuesday, and it's going to be breakout sessions, and we'll cover a lot of these other topics. But all day long, they're going to have little rooms you can go to, and we'll have different topics. Which
yes.
I'll cover a little bit, yeah.
Yes, definitely. So, another interesting thing is that although it's a limited, but we have a scholarship available for seniors and full-time student and family caregivers. So if you're interested, please call us and leave the message at 808-271-0325.
Okay, we'll give that number out as well later on. You can also give us a call today and leave your name and number. Or you can email Today's Kupuna. Our email address is todayskupuna@hotmail.com. But so you HP just, I didn't realize it started 30 years ago.
Long time.
Yes, more than 30 years ago was when aging programs formally started
in Hawaii
as well as across the nation. And the Hawaii Pacific Gerontological Society, of course, established relationships with similar organizations in other states and also tried to develop contact with aging groups in places like Guam, Japan, Korea, China, and other locations. One of the valuable things about HPGS is that through the 30 years, this has provided the one singular opportunity for students, professionals, and older adults themselves to focus on. It was always an organization that you could come back to. The membership rate is very reasonable.
What is that rate anyway? Did anybody know?
It's $20 per year.
And life membership is how much?
Life,
I know there's a life membership.
Yes,
like,
I don't quite remember, but it's like 100 something. It's very reasonable. And you know, I just want to mention that this registration fee, conference registration fee of $175, it includes 2 year HPGS membership.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, so the it's actually the conference is from 15th of September and 16th. So basically the membership covers from September 16th this year to September 30th, year 2010. So it's very reasonable.
And the best part about it, we have social events, we have networking events, and I believe every quarter there's a luncheon.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a speaker that comes out, and because Pat's going to be 2009's president.
Yes. HPGS, it's a traditional gathering place for members of what we call Hawaii's Aging Network,
right.
Which is volunteers, professionals, students, people in the community who just have an interest in aging topics. And so HPGS does provide a wonderful opportunity for people to get together. And so over the years, this conference has become important. I'd like to mention some of the people who will be presenting at this conference.
Pat? Pat, I'm going to stop you right here. We got to take a quick break for some commercial time, but we run PSAs, so we're going to come back in a little bit. This is Percy Ihara, the host of today's Kupuna. We're here each Wednesday, Saturday afternoon from 4 to 5. I mentioned Wednesday because my TV show is on Olelo every Wednesday night from 7 to p.m. It's a half an hour show. But we'll be right back after this short message for our Kupuna.
This Saturday and every Saturday, join host Percy Ihara, a senior advocate who has over 17 years of experience as a mortgage professional, with today's Kupuna, a weekly series focusing on important issues facing seniors and their families. Get involved. Share your thoughts. Call 521-8383 and toll free from the Neighbor Islands at 1-888-565-8383. It's today's Kupuna on News Radio 830 KHVH. Don't miss it.
Check out today's Kupuna on television every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. on Olelo's Channel 52. Just like today's Kupuna on News Radio 830 KHVH, Percy Ihara will have interviews with guests in your community to discuss very important issues facing our Kupuna and their families. So hey, tell your friends and neighbors and spread the word. Today's Kupuna on Olelo Channel 52 and News Radio 830 KHVH. And check out KHVH830AM.com.
Hey, you with the rumbling tummy. What's for dinner tonight? My name's Sat, short for saturated fat. And I love it when you eat the foods I'm in, like cheeseburgers and pizza.
Move over, brother. I'm trans, the bad fat you've seen on the news. Might I tempt you with some crispy fried chicken and fluffy biscuits?
Come on, get into your cravings.
We can't wait to raise your bad cholesterol.
And clog up your arteries.
The Bad Fats Brothers. Don't let them break your heart. Learn more at AmericanHeart.org/facethefats.
Aloha, this is Brian Schatz, Executive Director of Helping Hands Hawaii, one of Oahu's largest social service agencies. We help hundreds of moms every month with diapers, beds, bus passes, desks, chairs, and whatever they need to keep their families together and their lives in order. We need your help. Please call the Helping Hands Community Clearinghouse if you have a household item to give away. We'll even come to pick it up. Call us at 536-7234 or visit helpinghandshawaii.org. Thanks.
You're listening to Today's Kupuna with Percy Ihara. If you want to discuss the topic of the day, have a question, or want to make a comment, now is your chance to call Percy at 521-8383 or toll free from the Neighbor Islands at 888-565-8383. Now back to Percy Ihara and Today's Kupuna.
Welcome back. We're talking about HPGS. Now, that is a mouthful, and I don't even know if gerontological a real word? Hawaii Pacific Gerontological Society. Ladies, Patrick, sorry to cut you off there, but Harumi, did you want to go over, we have guest speakers from usually from the mainland.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you go ahead and tell us, because we have some really great speakers.
Yes, actually this year we invited nationally recognized and very distinguished gerontologist, Dr. Nancy Whitelaw, and Sandy Markwood, and they will address the keynotes. And Dr. Whitelaw is the Senior Vice President of the National Council on Aging, and she's also the Director of the Center for Healthy Aging. And she's a leader in the design and implementation of evidence-based health programs for seniors and in the dissemination of best practices in elder health promotion. Now, Sandy Markwood is the CEO of the National Association of Area Agencies on Aging. She has over 25 years' experience in the development and delivery of aging, health, human services, housing, transportation programs nationwide. And we also have locally, we have Ramsey Tom. He's the Director of External Relations and Community Partnership at the University of Hawaii. And he's also known for excellent lectures on host culture values in the workplace. And he will welcome the, he will provide welcome speech on Tuesday, September 16th.
For the people that don't know, National Council on Aging, based out of San Francisco, is a leading nonprofit that really does a lot of research with regard to aging, yeah?
Yes.
And for people that don't know, maybe Pat, you could explain better, the National Association of Area Agencies on Aging, the AAAs, as people in our industry call it. Mm-hmm. Pat, can you give us a little background on the AAAs?
Sure. The area agencies on aging are in Hawaii, the county offices on aging. They receive funding support from the federal government through the state executive office on aging. Each county also seeks support from other federal grants. They might get legislative funding, funding from their own county councils, and different fundraisers that they hold to support their programs. One of our keynote speakers, Nancy Whitelaw, is going to talk about healthy aging and evidence-based aging programs are a recent phenomenon that's supported in the state of Hawaii. In 2005, the state and county offices decided to pursue the Healthy Aging Project. And really what this means is that they wanted to find a way to help older adults, whether you were healthy, you might have some problems. But are there things that any older adult could do to extend their optimum health? So that project in the state of Hawaii has been nationally recognized. Mm-hmm. And so we're pleased that Nancy Whitelaw is able to join our conference. The second keynoter, Sandy Markwood, talks about how cities, states across the country need to pay attention to its older population. Can cities and towns be better designed to facilitate seniors who can't drive, seniors who want to do more walking, seniors who might need special accommodations as they age? So we're very pleased to have those speakers. I also want to mention that we do have panels made up of local gerontologists. For example, Dr. Tony Lenzer, who is with the University of Hawaii, is one of the founders of HPGS.
Yes.
And he and several others are going to talk about the topic, been there, done that. And I think they're going to talk about the fact that they have, among them, more than 100 years experience, whether it's designing aging programs, teaching science and medicine to Hawaii's young people, or being at the legislature supporting bills. So that panel is comprised of Tony Lenzer, Mae Mendelson, who has run an intergenerational program, Mildred Ramsey, who is in physical therapy, Rose Nakamura, who is head of the
Project Donna.
Project Donna. Mm-hmm. I think some of you might have heard about Project Donna. Murray Matayoshi, who has spent many years teaching volunteers how to volunteer better. And Shim Kanazawa. Shimeji Kanazawa is considered to be really the matriarch of aging programs in the state of Hawaii. It was Shimeji Kanazawa who got businesses, for example, to start up the senior discount that so many of you enjoy today.
Really?
But these are examples of some of the people who are presenting at the conference, and I'm going to let Harumi talk a little bit more about other speakers.
Yes, Pat. Actually, we have almost 33 presenters talking about various topics from healthy aging to long-term care.
Let me just put you on hold 1 second. We want to get to a call here. Bill and Mililani, you had a question about county limits?
Yeah, what is the county limit for Honolulu for reverse mortgage?
For reverse mortgage. Actually, for Honolulu, it's $544,185.
Oh, okay.
That's the most people will lend. It really depends on your age. So if you're over 62, how much you can qualify is based off your age, the value of the home, and the limit. Looking at paper, there's seminars going on every month. The senior fair, are you over 62, Bill?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, senior fair, I was going to mention it later on. The senior fair is September 19, 2021. And it's 3 days at the Blaisdell, and they're going to have it's free, and come and check us out over there.
When is that?
It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. September 19, 2021.
Okay, so I wanted to do them before that.
Well, you can.
Okay.
You can. But I'd probably tell you, look around. There's a bunch of seminars in town. And look in a paper. You can find me in a paper as well.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thanks, Bill.
Okay. Thanks, Bada.
Sorry, Harumi.
No problem.
Before you start, I wanted, Pat, you mentioned the area agencies on aging. I did want to give out phone numbers. We always try to provide some information to the consumers out there. On Kauai, the Elderly Affairs Agency there on Kauai, it's 241-4470. On the Big Island, luckily there's two. One, the Hilo Center is 961-8600. And all the way on the other side in Kona, their phone number is 327-3597. Maui County on Aging is 270-7755. And for people in Honolulu, the senior helpline for the Elderly Affairs Division is 768-7700. So write those numbers down. If you don't, give us a call back. If not, you can email me at todayskupuna@hotmail.com. But they're all in a phone book, so it's very easy to find. So, Harumi, there's 2 days of presentations. What are some of the highlighted ones you think?
Well, Percy, you know, this year is the year of election.
Oh.
And we have a very exciting forum where the representative of the Democratic and Republican presidential candidates, Barack Obama and John McCain, will be discussing numerous issues relating to aging. And it would be very interesting to know what positions that the two representative candidates are taking. So participation in this forum may interest more attendees to be involved with the political process and to vote in November 2008. We also have another exciting panel session hosted by Civic Ventures. You know, Civic Venture is a think tank and an incubator generating ideas and inventing programs to help society achieve the greatest return on experience. So this is funded by 1998 by social entrepreneur and author Mark Friedman, and Civic Venture works to define the second half of adult life as a time of individual and social renewal. And one of their programs is called the Purpose Prize. And the Purpose Prize provides $100,000 awards for social innovators over 60 years old now for creating new methods for solving the world's biggest problem. And a total of 5 awards are given to outstanding social innovators each year. And this Purpose Prize is awarded to individuals who discover new opportunities, invent new programs, and foster lasting social change. And we're very fortunate to have 4 awardees talking about their experience and their new innovative programs. And you know, Pat mentioned Mendelssohn before.
Uh-huh.
She is one of the awardees, and she's a member of HBGS.
Right. Well, May's been a longtime volunteer with AARP and a number of organizations. She's done a fantastic job.
Yes.
In fact, I was just thinking about it when Pat had mentioned HBGS has been around for 30 years. You know, 2 years ago, we tried to get columns written in publications here locally, and they said, well, the biggest demographic record for the papers was 25 to 45. And, you know, 2 years ago, we only saw maybe one article a week or one article every other week about aging issues. If you get a chance today, look at either the Star Bulletin or Advertiser. Weekly, you'll see 2 or 3 articles about aging issues every day. And you'll see it on Medicaid. Yesterday, last 3 days were Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security. And there's more going out there today. There's more issues that we all have to face, huh?
Yes. You know, the average life expectancy in Hawaii, I believe, is now 81.3.
Depending on who you talk to, I've heard as high as 86. In fact, I was at a Medicare meeting a couple of months back, and they're talking about how, through the recent studies, if you're a couple over 62, one of them has a 50% chance of living to 92,
mm-hmm.
and a 25% chance of one of them living to 97. So that's a pretty scary thought. So anyway, I'm going to put you on hold right there. We're going to take another short break at that bottom hour. This is Percy E. Howard with Today's Kupuna. We're here each Saturday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. on AM 830 KHVH. We'll be right back.
From the Clear Channel News Center, I'm Linda Dela Cruz. The FBI says 7-year-old Ray Boss is safe, and her father has been taken into custody in Baltimore. Clark Rockefeller is accused of making elaborate plans to take his daughter by fleeing a social worker during a supervised visit in Boston last weekend and setting up two drivers to take them to New York City. The number of Americans affected by the AIDS virus each year is much higher than the government has been estimating. Health officials say the U.S. had roughly 56,300 new HIV infections in 2006. That's a dramatic increase from the 40,000 annual estimate used for the past dozen years, due in part to better testing and new statistical methods. Here at home, the president and chief executive officer of the Hawaii Tourism Authority is being asked to resign after sexually explicit material was found in his government email account. The authority's board of directors has urged Rex Johnson to step down and has scheduled a meeting on the matter next week, Wednesday. Johnson has apologized for his action and acknowledged that he did receive the adult-oriented emails through his government account and forwarded those emails to friends. State Representative Kirk Caldwell has been disqualified from running for the Honolulu City Council. The only remaining candidate for the council seat being vacated by Councilwoman Ann Kobayashi is former City Councilman Duke Bainum. Caldwell filed for the council race on July 22nd. However, his official written withdrawal from his re-election race in the House wasn't recorded until the next day. Under state law, a candidate is prohibited from running in two races at the same time. Caldwell says he won't appeal the disqualification decision. He says he will return to practice law. In island weather, it's mostly cloudy with scattered showers, overnight lows 73. Winds are from the east at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow it's going to be partly sunny with scattered showers. I'm Linda Dela Cruz in the Clear Channel News Center.
You're listening to Today's Kapuna with your host, Percy Ihara, where he provides valuable information and resources to help seniors realize a higher quality of life. Every Saturday from 4 to 5 p.m., Percy and his guests discuss the issues important to the senior community. Whether you want to discuss the topic of the day or just have a question, now is your chance to call Percy at 521-8383 or toll free from the Neighbor Islands, 888-565-8383. Now, here's Percy Ihara and Today's Kapuna.
Welcome back. We're here talking about the HPGS conference. It's on September 15th and 16th, which is a Monday and Tuesday of next month, September. So, Harumi, you're talking about some other issues, some other topics. I want to cover the first day. I just noticed one that kind of glares at me. It's grandparents raising grandchildren. That's been a topic that KHON covered on elderhood, and I know the Genius of Aging covered it a little bit. We had on Jackie Chong and Pat Uriff last week, but grandparents raising grandchildren on that first day, that's kind of another big topic as well.
Yes, it is. Because now I believe Hawaii has the highest rate of grandparents raising grandchildren. So it's going to be a very, you know, issues that really relates to us. And
yeah. In fact, I was talking to some people this morning. I was speaking at an engagement this morning, and one of the gentlemen, I was mentioning that, he goes, yeah, I'm a grandparent myself. And you know, I have to take my son, my grandson to here and there, and I have to buy him toys and drinks. He goes, I'm the ATM for my grandson, you know. So, but it's really about, it kind of cramps their lifestyle. They can't enjoy themselves because they have to take their grandkid here or there. They have to spend money that they could be using to enjoy themselves or go to Vegas, but they got to take care of their grandchildren, so.
Well, and there are grandparents today who are raising these children because the parents are not able to raise their own children. They might be away. They have health problems. Mm-hmm. So it's become a serious issue because grandparents are really not prepared to be parents all over again. Mm-hmm. However, they find that they try to help the child get to school, get medical attention that they need, do all the things that parents normally do. And I think we're so blessed that, especially in Hawaii, we have a lot of kupuna who take it upon themselves to take care of these young children.
Well, you mentioned something interesting, that they're raising them versus just caring for them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they might be a legal guardian, but they may not be the legal guardian, but they have to raise the children. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I give them a lot of credit, and I want to say aloha to Jackie Chong as well, who was here last week. Finance and long-term care is another big issue. Medicaid, managed long-term care is another big topic there. What else you have here? You have helping your parents transition to retirement. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
In the Big Island, there's the first Aging and Disability Resource Center. And that's another big one. What else you have here? Let's see. You can talk about Medicare. I guess bankruptcy Medicare and two modest reforms. It'll be interesting to hear that one. What other good ones are there, Hormi?
Well, it's hard to say. All these presentations are very good.
There are issues that we have to deal with.
That's right.
Every day, every year.
Yes. So, you know, considering these panel and forum sessions, we have more than 90 presenters.
Wow. In 2 days.
For 2 days, yes.
Pat, what other good ones are here?
I think people would want to hear more about Medicare, for example, and perhaps get more information about Medicaid, because these are two programs that affect everybody.
Well, Medicare is supposed to be, go bankrupt by, 2019? And Social Security, 2041, supposedly, if there's no changes or reforms?
Right. And, you know, the federal government, of course, is continually trying to address how to keep that whole program solvent. But I think people need to think, too, about what they can do to better plan for their long-term care future. Mm-hmm. And definitely one of the trends that's being talked about is the ability to age in place. In other words, instead of thinking about going into a facility or an institution when you need long-term care, how can you perhaps receive some of that assistance in your own home?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the economy is a factor, inadequate transportation, older adults who have adult children who are either living out of state or just too busy working. And I think this is going to be a huge dilemma for a lot of families, how to take care of our older family members when we definitely would like them to stay at home, because it is less expensive than going into a care home.
Well, since you mentioned that, I will mention this. October 4th, in a couple of months, October 4th, KHON's Elderhood Project is going to be the title sponsor of a workshop called Aging in Place. We did this last year, and HPGS sponsored it last year, but this year, KHON is going to be the title sponsor. It's open to the public. We expect 500 to 700 people,
wow.
And it's going to be all day from 9 to 3, and the topics you're going to have is financing long-term care. We'll have an attorney talking about legal things that people need to be aware about. We're going to have financial advisors there. We're going to have probably state and city going to be there. Hopefully we have Medicare, Social Security, and Medicaid like we did last year. So a lot of topics we're going to cover. It's free to the public. It's going to be at the Ala Moana Hotel, and it's going to be from 9 to 3 p.m. on October 4th, which is a Saturday. So want to throw that out there, and I'll remind you folks a little bit later on. But Hormi, what else is good on here? My friend Jeanette Sargent Hamill will be doing Documenting Life, which is like I call it a videography about your life. And there's something that you can do. What Jeanette will do is will tape it and edit it, and it'll be a story about your life that you can pass on to your kids and your grandkids. And I think that's going to be, if anything, I think it's well worth that, because I know mm-hmm. Jeanette does free classes or small fee classes at KCC about documenting life.
I think another interesting thing is that healthy aging kind of presentation, because as you know, we talked about the average life expectancy and people are living longer and longer.
Yes.
And you know, the how to keep yourself healthy as long as possible is very important. So this topic is very relevant to all of us baby boomers. I'm one of them.
Yes.
But, you know, even after retirement, many people have 20 to 30 more years to live.
Yes.
And according to AARP survey, a great number of baby boomers want to still work even after mm-hmm. retire. It's like, you know, some people part-time or full-time, and some people cannot retire because of the economic situation and so forth. So, you know, today's elderly is, I think, remarkably diverse,
mm-hmm.
and many of them are recreating their own place in society by taking control of how they live, how they work, how they retire, how they receive care, and even how they die. So, we thought that the title of this conference is the Leaving a Legacy, Recreating Our Work and Life. So, we thought it fits perfectly.
It really does. And we are living longer. But that's also the challenge, and Pat mentioned earlier, aging in place. It's going to be something that we're all going to have to face. And when I do workshops and seminars, I say, be nice to your wives, because statistically, gentlemen out there, your wife will outlive you. And when you start aging and getting older, guess who's going to be pushing a wheelchair? And when you want to eat breakfast in the morning, you want to eat spam, eggs, and rice, and your wife says, no, it's whole wheat today. And guess what you're going to eat? You're going to eat whole wheat because your wife's going to be caring for you. So, and even with your children, be nice to your children, but it's going to be your children that's going to take care of you. I always say it at the seminar and people laugh, but it's a fact.
Mm-hmm. That is so true, Percy. And I think for HPGS, because one of the activities we do and one of the reasons why we have this big conference every other year is that part of the small income that we make for the society does support scholarships for students who are going into geriatric or gerontology fields.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely for young students today, we would want them to look at the options for growing older. And our baby boomers, because I'm a baby boomer too, we're not all alike. We're not a cookie cutter generation. We have unique personalities.
Mm-hmm.
And how best can communities, whether it's housing, transportation, how can they best serve us when we all have different needs and keep us healthy and vibrant at the same time? So we really do encourage people getting interested in learning about the various aging topics. As Harumi mentioned, the conference, the HPGS conference, has a diverse range of speakers, experts, and we certainly welcome people.
Absolutely. Harumi, the phone number again that the people can call.
Okay.
For HPGS.
Yes, the phone number is 271-0325. And also, if you access to email, computer, you can email us at hpgsconf@gmail.com. Let me repeat, hpgsconf@gmail.com.
Well, they can go to the HPGS website as well.
Sure, right? Yes. Our website is www.hpgs.org.
And when you go to that website, you can pull on the conference information. Our website also will have information about HPGS itself.
And the registration form, too.
Right. Mm-hmm. You can apply online.
Yes.
And when you come to the conference, I understand we will be having a credit card. So if you want to come to the conference and pay there, I believe we're going to have credit card availability.
Yes. We accept checks, credit card, and also government POs.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, I really like to encourage people to register early because
yes.
Then you can get a discount, big discount.
Well, every year we get a little bit more and more people.
Mm-hmm.
I think this year we're expecting, 500 or 600 people?
Hope so.
Yeah. Well, I know every year it grows. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I handle exhibitors for the event, and last year we had about 10, 15 people come in the last 2 weeks to be an exhibitor. We ended up, I believe, with about 45 or 46.
Mm-hmm.
I believe this year we probably have over 50 people wanting to exhibit their information and services and mm-hmm. products to these senior advocates and actually to the public, but I think you're going to see more and more and more. I also wanted to mention, if you're a family caregiver, if you're taking care of an uncle, auntie, your parents, or if you're a parent yourself having your kids take care of you, there's a very, very large conference called the Caregiver Conference, which is at the Sheraton Waikiki, I believe, this year. And I believe it's November, I can't remember the date, the first week in November, but you'll see in the paper, AARP will be putting it out. It's sponsoring co-sponsored by AARP and I believe Elderly Affairs Division. So if you wanted more information on that, you want to get ahead because I believe it was almost sold out last year. And Elderly Affairs Division number is 768-7700. So Thank you very much. We're going to take another short break for a little PSA, and I'll be right back. This is Percy Ihara with today's Kupuna.
Psst, hey, you with the rumbling tummy. What's for dinner tonight? My name's Sat, short for saturated fat. And I love it when you eat the foods I'm in, like cheeseburgers and pizza.
Move over, brother. I'm trans, the bad fat you've seen on the news. Might I tempt you with some crispy fried chicken and fluffy biscuits?
Come on, give in to your cravings.
We can't wait to raise your bad cholesterol.
And clog up your arteries.
The Bad Fats Brothers. Don't let them break your heart. Learn more at AmericanHeart.org/facethefats.
Aloha, this is Brian Schatz, Executive Director of Helping Hands Hawaii, one of Oahu's largest social service agencies. We help hundreds of moms every month with diapers, beds, bus passes, desks, chairs, and whatever they need to keep their families together and their lives in order. We need your help. Please call the Helping Hands Community Clearinghouse if you have a household item to give away. We'll even come to pick it up. Call us at 536-7234 or visit helpinghandshawaii.org. Thanks.
You're listening to Today's Kapuna with Percy Ihara. If you want to discuss the topic of the day, have a question, or want to make a comment, now is your chance to call Percy at 521-8383 or toll free from the Neighbor Islands at 888-565-8383. Now, back to Percy Ihara and Today's Kapuna.
Welcome back. We're talking about the upcoming Hawaii Pacific Gerontological Society's biennial conference, which is for September 15th and 16th of next month, September, Monday and Tuesday, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And again, they can go online to hpgs.org, or the phone number was that
271-0325.
And only we cannot forget... ladies and gentlemen, after our conference on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Hurumi, you want to go in, there is another conference back-to-back of ours. Kind of relates a little bit.
Yes, it's very exciting for HPGS this year because we're collaborating with the Volunteer Resource Center of Hawaii. And our conference and their Asia-Pacific Volunteer Leadership Conference are jointly providing exciting programs. And VRCH, which is the Volunteer Resource Center of Hawaii, is hosting an international event that will not only feature aging workshops and plenary session, but also focus on volunteer recruitment, administration, disaster planning, and global aging issues. And the conference brings speakers from various countries, such as Australia, New Zealand, Japan, Korea, and Thailand. And so it will be a great opportunity for many of the HPGS members and local audience to listen to culturally new ideas and programs. So this conference starts from September 16th for 3 days. So 16th, 17th, and 18th, same at the Hawaii Convention Center. And basically, we're overlapping one day with their conference.
Oh, okay.
So HPGS, the people who registered for HPGS conference can also attend some of their programs offered on Tuesday, with the same registration fee.
Oh, I see. And thanks to Mary Matayoshi, who couldn't be here today, but I think that's going to be an exciting event. And if you want to attend, you can attend actually both if they want to, right?
Yes, yes. For example, if you register for HPGS conference, you only need to pay $75 to attend the rest of the volunteer conference, which is $75 is per day.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just looking at the schedule again. I wanted to cover some of the other topics because it's so fascinating. I mean, I've been working in aging issues now for almost, 4.5 years, and I'm just looking at it. There's so many different facets about aging. I know Legal Aid Society is going to be there. It's their topic is the faces of Hawaii are the faces of legal aid, and that's really what legal aid does. It helps the senior, a lot of seniors in Hawaii, but they do a great service to Hawaii. They're actually the largest law firm in the state, mm-hmm. People don't know that. And what are the topics there? Growth is ageless. I like that topic there. In the afternoon, the second day, you have 6 billion paths to peace. I like that.
Yes, that's actually Mary's
right.
part of Mary's conference.
Well, what's interesting, you're going to have Dr. Art Jumsai
from Thailand.
Right, yeah. Dr. Haru Inoue, and of all people, Dr. Nainoa Thompson talking about that. So what we want to do, we want to call her, if you can mention the phone number again, Harumi, real slowly, so they can write it down.
Oh, HPGS conference?
Yes.
271-0325.
Once again.
271-0325. And please leave the message.
Yeah. And the email address again, I know it's a little long one as well.
Yes. It's very long, but hpgsconf@gmail.com.
And it might even be easier to go
to our website, yes.
hpgs.org.
Yes.
Great. We're almost finished here. What other topics do you have? Long-term care advocates lobby for aging policies. That's another one with Harry Mattson, Ed Thompson from ARP. You have preparing for the aging age wave. That's an interesting one. Dr. Colin Hayashida, Doug Crow, Daniel Leong, and Tony Hathaway. What else you got here? Well, I guess new directions to serve baby boomers. That's going to be interesting. Mm-hmm. What's that all about? You know? I know Karen Miyake is going to be there. I guess Pat Tompkins from EAD, Elderly Affairs Division.
You know, Percy, as I mentioned, all these presentations are interesting. It's hard to decide which one to, you know, attend.
Well,
there's so many choices.
Good part about 2 days. The good part about it, there are a lot of small ones. In fact, Medicaid, if you're here, if you want to qualify for Medicaid or you need to get your parent qualified, Wendy Mickey from an attorney with Sterling and Tucker is going to give all the information about Medicaid, the new Medicaid laws that changed in 2005. That's going to be a bit, I'm probably going to want to attend that one because that's something that Medicaid is so complicated. It's so many issues. Almost every day somebody asks me a question about Medicaid. I know in general parts of it, but I usually have to refer them to an attorney because somebody has experience in this.
You know, if you go to our website, www.hpgs.org. Mm-hmm. We also have a detailed information about,
right.
you know, each presentation. There's an abstract inside. It's there.
Right.
So if you want to find out more about each presentation, you can just visit the website and look into that.
Right. Thank you for reminding me. But yeah, there's so many topics to cover and to look at, and you know, hopefully you'll be able to see the ones that you want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pat, anything else?
I agree, it's hard to choose. but again, I think we want to encourage people from the community to really find out what's going on with aging programs and the people who work in the aging field and why we think it's so important to support young people who have an interest in going into this field. If not for their own family, it's for their own aging experience. So thank you, Percy, for giving us this time to talk about HPGS.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you're going to be the incoming president for 2009, so I know this is a lot on your mind here. Huh?
Right, and let me mention that Tony Wong is the current president. And one of the accomplishments that HPGS has done in the past year is really to have put together a 5-year business and marketing plan. And to let people know that HPGS is entirely voluntary. We do not have an office. We don't have staff. HPGS has survived for 30 years surely on professionals spending some of their afternoons, their days off, morning, evening, whatever, because we all think this is so important that even if I myself currently do not work directly in the field of aging, however, I care about how people age in the state of Hawaii, and this is why I'm involved.
Right.
And I encourage any of you who want to figure out how to stay active, involved, and have your mind stimulated, talk with people at HPTS. Mahalo.
Yeah. Harumi, any last words? We got a couple more minutes here.
Well, I would like to encourage everybody to sign up for this conference. Mm-hmm. It's very worthwhile to attend.
And so you can also, if you can't get the information, you can always contact us. Today's Kupuna email address is today's Kupuna, without the hyphen, without the asterisk, today'skupuna@hotmail.com, or you can call us at 946-3888. I did want to again mention a little bit of calendar of events. Next month, September, obviously 15th, 16th is the HPGS conference, and then also the
16th, 17th, 18th is the Asia Pacific Volunteer Leadership Conference.
That's all day as well.
Yes.
And all the fees actually cover breakfast and lunch as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So the food is really good at the convention center. And then also that following weekend, September 19th, 2021, which is a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all day at the Blaisdell from, I believe, 8:30 to 4:30, you have the big senior fair. Mike Rozelle folks put on a senior fair every year, and it's probably the largest event of the year that has all the senior people. I think they're going to have, I'm not sure exact number, probably over 200 to 300 booths. There'll be a lot of seminars over there, and I'd probably tell you to attend, just come and take a look. There's a lot of free stuff there, and it's free to attend as well. And then October 4th, we have the Aging in Place workshop. It's going to be the KHON Elderhood Projects presents the second annual Aging in Place workshop, where we're going to probably have, I would probably tell you, you look at about 14 or 15 speakers as well, broken up in workshops where you can ask the speaker questions and get your answers right there. We'll probably have, I'd probably 16 to 20 exhibitors around the room. We expect between 500 and 700 people there. Kirk Matthews, I just talked to you the other day. Thank you, Kirk, will be the host, and he'll be there for a few hours in the morning to introduce the guests and the speakers. But I think that's going to be a great event because last year, with minimal coverage, we had nearly 200 people there. This year, we expect 500 to 700 people. So I tell you, if you want to know about aging issues, KHON has their Elderhood Project, which is every Thursday morning, and Thursday afternoon is replayed. It's called the Elderhood Project with Kirk Matthews. He does a great job. Monday morning at roughly about 7:30, you have the Genius of Aging, where KGMD staff does interviews with Dr. Bill Thomas and local senior advocates around the state talking about aging issues. Lastly, I would like to talk to you about Generations. Generations magazine is at Zippy's and Long's, and it's a magazine for the good life after 50 years old. So thanks to Kitty Popo, the editor and promoter of Generations magazine. For all of you, we're here each Saturday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. on AM 830 KHVH. This is Percy Ihara with today's Kupuna. Aloha and live well.
Thank you, Percy.
Thank you.